doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and this week on the Netball Show with Mizuno, we have a roundup of reaction from clubs across the country to the news that the Super League has been cancelled. The news came in last Wednesday with England Netball saying the continued impact of the coronavirus meant they had to make the difficult decision to pull the 2020 season. First up, here are thoughts from Super League franchise Seven Stars.
This is Anita at Seven Stars Netball, and Seven Stars, myself, we're really disappointed that the season has come to a close as it has. We were really thrilled with the start that we'd made. We welcomed Melissa as head coach at the start of the season in terms of the prep, and we've just had a really super year off the court, in a sense. We've developed our culture. We've really enjoyed Melissa being around and the players that we recruited. So bitterly disappointed that the season has come to an end. And I think at times probably just wondered if Netball might have just waited a little bit longer just to maybe see what some of the other sports were doing and deciding to do, but obviously respect the safety decision, that, particularly for the welfare of players. So I know that the government are issuing guidelines, and at the moment there was no real indication that netball with crowds could actually get back to anywhere near normality. So it's been really tough. I appreciate the pressure that that's put on England Netball colleagues, and equally financial pressures for Seven Stars and other teams in the league. But what I do know is that we will come back stronger, we'll be bigger, we'll be better. We were so thrilled with that win against Wasps, and really did believe that we were going to take more points than ever before in previous seasons. So it did come as a shock, the decision the other day. We were obviously looking at different contingencies as part of England Netball and sharing our thoughts on that. And my main concern was the players at the end of the day, and if we were in a position to even just offer them a couple of weekends of competition, it would just be payback for that incredible amount of training they've done. They've kept themselves going through lockdown, and even though they did need and would have needed some court prep, probably a month, then it would have been great just to see some of them on court. But what I'm hoping for, I guess other teams are as well, is that we can see some competition in the autumn, even if it is standalone. We've got maybe our new squads in, new players, who knows, there could be some movement, but at least showcasing netball again and really getting our sport back to where it was. So lots of work to do. We're working hard behind the scenes at Seven Stars just to really keep sponsors happy, to ensure that we've got the structures moving forwards. And as you know, furloughing staff has been, you know, something that we've had to do, and we've done that, and we've been supported as much as possible by government. But obviously financial pressures for everybody moving ahead will place some challenges on us, and equally sponsors all the same. But we do look forward to next year. We are so pleased we've got the backbone of the staff behind the scenes, the board. We've worked so hard, we've come together in this fourth season. So bringing on for next year, I hope I can catch up with you again soon and we can be talking about the next competition and seeing netball out there. But in the meantime, it's back to planning and waiting for 2021, or at least the preparations in the autumn. But we're looking forward to talking to our players. We're looking forward to seeing what our squad may look like next year. But incredibly thrilled that we have got a great group of players and athletes that have worked with us this year. So I've wished them well, and I hope that we are good to go pretty soon, and we've got a lot of our special players with us for season 2021.
And Surrey Storm's Mickey Austin spoke to our sister podcast, if you haven't heard of it. It's called the Surrey Storm Podcast, and we recommend you check it out, of course. She tells us about the news of the Super League being cancelled, saying she understands the decision.
It's a sad day, and I understand that wholeheartedly, and I get the disappointment across the netball community. Of course, we're all disappointed. I'm disappointed. But, you know, I think there has to be a wider picture taken from it, you know. The decision wasn't made lightly, and given the situation that's going on across the country, I don't think you can blame anybody for this decision to be taken. I think it was pretty inevitable, to be honest. And, you know, I think there is something to be said for looking ahead to what's to come. You know, part of the reason why this decision was made was so that the 2021 season could not be implicated and could be made into the most viable product, the best product it could possibly be. And we can't lose sight of that. You know, the netball community have done such an amazing job over the past few years to build it into the entity that it is now. It's really important that we're not short-sighted in looking ahead for future years. And I think for me, the message that I just want to get across to any fan base, not just our franchise, is that this can be a really sad time, but don't lose motivation, don't lose hope. You know, it may seem like a long time before we're going to see some netball again, but, you know, there's some fantastic athletes that are putting out so much content at the moment for people to still be involved with and to still be engaging with their favourite netballer or their favourite franchise. So let's just make sure that we try and remain as positive on that as possible. Stay connected within your netball community as much as possible. And when the season does come back in 2021, like, now's the time for us as a netball community to put our money where our mouth is, for want of a better phrase, in terms of really rallying behind your franchises. You know, let's get bums on seats in every single venue and make sure they're all sold out for every single game. Let's make the broadcasting figures the highest they have ever been to show that there is such a market for this sport that we all love so much. And I think that's so important going forward.
Saracens Mavericks Director of Netball Kat Ratnapala spoke to Jay Drackford and the team at SG1 Radio on their sports show on Wednesday.
To be honest, I think for everybody that's struggling with the coronavirus right now, I feel for everybody that's going through it, and we're all being affected. So I'm definitely not by myself in this. I think every business has been affected, and it's all kind of changed for everybody. But yeah, it's I'm absolutely gutted, and definitely had the wind kind of taken out the sails for me a little bit. But I've got a great support team around me, and the players have been amazing. Our support team has been amazing. Our staff, our board, everybody's kind of rallying behind us, and Saracens as well. So we're absolutely on an upward trajectory, and I'm excited about where we're going as a franchise. But it's, yeah, just absolutely gutted with the news right now that the league's been cancelled. 3 games in, we have played Stars twice. We played in Birmingham Arena, in a packed out arena. It was absolutely unbelievable atmosphere, and you know, record breaking sales for people to come and watch netball, and on the back of World Cups, etc. It's just was absolutely fantastic to start of the season. We had just one home game against Stars again at University of Hertfordshire. And then coronavirus came and stopped everything in its tracks, literally. So, three games in, and unfortunately, things came to a halt in March. And we've been waiting to hear, like everybody is, with Boris, of what's going on and what decisions are going to be made. But I think we're soon running out of time, unfortunately, for the league. And I think the welfare of players and fans alike has to be at the forefront of everybody. And unfortunately, another women's sport kind of stopped in its tracks.
Why can they not squeeze that in between now and then?
I think there's been lots of discussions with England Netball between the franchises, and all the franchises have been a part of the consultation period of trying to get us back into position to play. But these athletes, the netballers are professional athletes. They need to look after their bodies, and just like we've seen with the football, there needs to be a return to play protocol, which really is minimum 4 weeks for them to be, you know, none of them have been changing direction much. We've been doing a few Zoom calls with everybody just to keep in touch with our players, but we can't train, we can't do any contesting or anything else. And for those listeners and for you guys, you've seen the game, it's pretty hot out there, and it's pretty fast, and you know, we need our players to be protected, and you know, if you need the 6 weeks for them to be getting back onto court and to feel what it's like for a change of direction and to have the contest in the air, etc. Again, you're just running out of time, and you've got international season kind of coming up as well.
I was going to say,
it was a huge decision from England Netball, and I definitely make no bones about it. I'm absolutely gutted, but I do think, you know, it's a decision that has to be made, and at least now we can prepare and kind of draw a line in the sand and go, right, this is the decision made, and now we can move forward, because I think we're all a little bit in limbo, and from a player's perspective, all they want to do is go out on court and play. Yeah. And much as we're having fun, and I think I've been the fittest ever 21-year-old that I am currently, joining in on these sessions, I think that, you know, there's only so much motivation that you can give them and continue to give players that aren't able to step out on court. So for us, as I say, it's a draw a line in the sand, and for us, it's just now focusing on how we can keep players, staff, fans, etc. motivated to come back and watch us bigger and better next year.
And here's commentator and former England player Tamsin Greenway telling us some of the problems that the franchises would face if the league did indeed go ahead.
I just don't think it's as easy as everybody thinks. You know, facilities is a problem, contracting players when we don't contract players all year round, revenues, how you keep that going. I think pre-planning for next season, you can look at how you can get away with no ticket revenue, but this season, absolutely not, because of everything you've already paid out and done. Then you've got travel issues, teams like Sirens, what do you do about those guys there? You know, Nicola Sturgeon's doing a later release and different phases to what we're doing here in England. There are just so many different parts to this. The funding to test players just would be non-existent. So I think, I know that everybody wanted Super League to happen. I'd have loved to have seen it happen. Yeah, there were probably different options that could have happened, but I think the longer it dragged on, the harder it was for all the players and coaches involved. And so at some point, they had to have some clarity and a decision needed to be made.
It's about protecting 2021, though, really, as well, isn't it? The bigger picture, to some extent.
Yeah, I think the later you'd have left this league this year, the harder it would have been for everybody in terms of the knock-on effect it would have had internationally. Like I said, the financial issues. At what point then do you give players a break? Like, what does pre-season look like? There are so many other parts to it. Yeah, everybody just wants to see netballers play. But the reality is, you know, these players are semi-pro. They've got other things going on job-wise in their lives and stuff. They need to have some downtime as well, and they can't play for free either. So I just think the knock-on effect to next season and what that would look like would have been too huge the later we left it, really.
Uni support as well. How beneficial would that be to franchises?
Yeah, it's major in terms of backing and funding and support and facility. You know, having the universities on board, and several of the franchises have gone down that route. But then it causes disadvantages and other things in sort of commercial opportunities, kit deals, that kind of thing. So it's kind of swings and roundabouts, and it'd be the same with facilities opening up. You know, some of the clubs will have their hands tied for when the public facilities are going to open and who they're going to let back in the building first. So for all the positives, it also is difficult for teams as well. And I think that is just the tip of the iceberg. All 10 teams operate slightly differently and in a different way. And I should imagine they'd have all been bringing different ideas to the table, which would have been very hard to mould all into one idea.
Bit of a wider impact, but not postponing the league or moving to later on in the year. It almost gives us a bit more of a clean running to next season.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there was ever the potential really to play the whole league out if we couldn't fit it in before the end of the summer months. It just would have been too hard on the players. But you know, there was probably an option to do a shorter, sharper competition in the autumn, winter. But, you know, teams can be creative about that. If things are starting to look back to normal from September, October, why can't we run a week-long pre-season kind of tournament competition? I think the beauty of netball sometimes is that it can still be quite creative because it's not steeped in, you know, as a pro sport, there's too many issues surrounding that netball can all come together at some point. So I'd like to think that we're still being quite positive about what can and can't happen. The biggest impact really is going to be whether crowds are able to come in. I have no doubt that at some point we'll be back training and at some point we'll be back competing, but it's going to be numbers, isn't it? It's a numbers game. How many people are going to be allowed to watch? What's that going to look like?
There's still plenty of reaction to the Super League being cancelled. We did a special episode with the CEO of England Netball, Fran Connolly. The interview was really insightful about the decisions that led England Netball to cancel the season. If you missed it, we'd suggest going back and listening to that episode. But here's a taste of what she said.
Bigger picture, does this maybe give the brand, the product of the Super League, stronger feelings and integrity towards that 2021 season?
Yes, I think it now gives us time and space without having people left in limbo and players still preparing for this season. We can now, everyone can stop and focus on making next season, whether that's an autumn proposition or whether that's the 2021 season that we're looking forward to, the biggest and best yet. You know, it gives us time to be creative, to be innovative, to say, how do we want to land netball in the new world? Because it will look and feel very different. And as I said, there's been really good collaboration. I've been so impressed across the whole netball family at how everyone's pulled together and tried to find solutions. And I remain, I have a strong belief still that when we return, it will be the biggest and best season yet.
There's more of that interview online in a separate episode. Just search the Netball Show podcast feed. We've been inundated with reaction about the Super League being cancelled, so let's get more from around the clubs. Here's London Pulse. They were sitting in third place. And here's what attacker Kira Rothwell made of the decision.
I'm gutted the season has ended how it has. We put so much work in pre-season, working on our connections and team culture, and it's sad that we weren't able to play the full season out, but obviously it's for the safety of everyone and I fully support that. We've been working so hard in lockdown, and credit to our amazing S&C and coaching team for coming up with such creative ways to keep us motivated and keep the sessions interesting. And this won't change through the whole summer. We'll keep training hard, ready to come back for an autumn competition, whether that comes in some format. And just excited to play back at the Copper Box at some point and welcome more fans than ever. That's what keeps us motivated.
The 2020 season may have been all too brief, but Team Bath's Anna Stembridge believes it's important to celebrate the achievements of her franchise.
Although it was just three games, we had a really solid pre-season, and it's important that we capture the learning and the positive aspects of not only performance but our preparation to feed into then what the campaign for 2021 looks like. I do think it's important that you capture and celebrate this season rather than it just end. We're looking at ways of how we can do a little bit of end of season celebration, you know, again looking on online how different people have done birthday parties or celebrations. I do think it's important that we capture the season but also celebrate as a group, because otherwise it just feels like that's it. And you kind of left in a little bit of limbo. You know, some of those girls, it was the first time they've played in the blue and gold. And that's a real special occasion. And while we absolutely acknowledged it and celebrated it in that moment, as a club, they haven't had the numbers. They haven't had that opportunity to relive those special moments. And for some people, they really exploded onto the scene this year. So like Atash, she was brilliant. She, although it wasn't her first season with us in the blue and gold, she played in three games, three full matches, and was outstanding. And you can't lose sight of that. And actually, that's really gutting for someone that's had such an explosive start to the season, for it to literally just end like that. I think it'd be a real shame if we didn't celebrate it. And people like Betsy, Casey and Fee, again, getting their first caps for us as a club, that we have to mark that special occasion. So we'll definitely be capturing and reviewing sort of the on-court performances, the preparation that we did and how we take that forward. But we'll also make sure we celebrate those special milestones and also coming together as that special group.
There is, of course, some positivity in the netball world as the 2020 Suncorp Super Netball season in Australia will begin on Saturday the 1st of August, with the league committed to completing a full 60-match season. While the fixtures for the season are still being finalised, the confirmed season start date means that teams have been given the green light to begin group training together within the government guidelines in each state from the 1st of June. So clubs have already been training. They've agreed to these guidelines to ensure the competitive balance as well as the health and safety of all athletes and staff. And of course, the ANZ Premiership in New Zealand is starting soon, so there will be some netball this year. That's it from this episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Thank you for listening. And even though the Super League season may have been cancelled this year, we will, of course, still be covering netball news from around the globe and from around the country. Stay safe and take care.
I will be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.